They believe Labor Day is about them, too. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. They're the workers who don't get to work from home. Domestic workers, cleaners, cooks, home health aides, nannies. They're considered essential workers. They've even been called heroes. But the Domestic Workers Alliance points out that many of them are undocumented immigrants who don't get protections like sick leave or health care or hazard pay when they work in occupations that could expose them to COVID.
Every day, I pray that I don't come home and make my family sick or I don't die from it.
So for Labor Day, the Domestic Workers Alliance is trying to spread their stories, along with stories of restaurant workers, grocery workers, and others, on a website called Honor Essential Workers.
From the time that this pandemic started, we were supposed to get hazard pay, but we've never seen that a dime of this money that supposedly is coming in.
And that issue is one of the sticking points holding up the next coronavirus aid package in Congress, whether to provide these workers, some of whom may be undocumented, the same kind of relief other workers are getting on the grounds that if they're considered essential, they should actually be treated that way.
Our voices will not be silenced.
We need to unite as a country. We can definitely make change if we stand together.
And job one, when Congress returns from recess tomorrow, is to decide who gets federal help. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.